Hey everyone, it's David and Dylan here from WeShineTheSun.com with our latest podcast on gaming news. How's it going, Dylan?
Yeah, not too bad. We're doing this one via the internet as we're both in different locations at the moment, so bear with us through any technical details. But basically, this week's episode is a rundown from E3, as I assume most people would assume, actually.
Yeah, and hopefully you're all aware that E3 did just take place.
If you didn't and you're listening to our podcast, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, it's true.
But anyway, basically what I've done is I've listed down the three companies, obviously, that had their big showings, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, and listed down the exclusives. Basically, we'll just go through a quick fire through all of them and get our quick thoughts on what we think.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll start off with Xbox. Now, their big reveal at the very end of their show was their new Crackdown, which apparently will use a lot of their cloud computing, which they have been flogging for quite some time. So it'll be interesting to see when that actually does come out. But basically, it was just a CGI, obviously graphical trailer, no gameplay to show off, but it did get some applause, so obviously some people are happy to see it back. What do you think, David?
Yeah, I think that actually is something that we'll get that the hardcore Xbox fans will be pretty excited about. Crackdown 2 wasn't very popular, but the original definitely had
Yeah,
a
that's
fan
right.
base.
And one of the
And I'm
first things they
sure,
announced was actually that the Crackdown 1 director is back to make this game.
So there you go. Yeah, that's definitely going to make people happy. It was a really funny game as well, Crackdown 1,
Yeah,
but it's the sort of
exactly.
game that you can tell would be really fun if they can get a lot more online features integrated as well, which I'm sure they're going to do this time.
Yeah, I'd say they'll have to with all their always online statement, even though they have reversed it.
Yeah, plus they mentioned them using the cloud and stuff like that,
Yeah,
so
exactly.
yeah.
So moving on to the next Microsoft exclusive is Fable Legends was showing off a bit more. So obviously this is the four-player co-op Fable game, which you run around and pretty much almost like an MMORPG type thing, but
Okay.
I mean, it looks like it could be fun, etc. But I mean, Fable has been slowly going downhill.
Yeah.
I mean,
There's
Peter
definitely
Molyneux
been a
is no longer there
decline.
this anymore, so who knows?
Whether that's a good or bad thing, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's right. So it'd be interesting. I mean, it's not one that I'm keeping on my radar. I did love the first Fable, but 2 and 3 disappointed me.
Yeah, exactly. Still, hold out hopes that it might surprise us. Guess we'll just wait and see on that one.
Yeah, exactly right. And next on the list is the Fantasia game by Harmonix. Have you heard of this one?
Right, yeah.
So this is the game where it's using the Kinect and basically mixes up DJ songs to sort of Fantasia background being made by Harmonix. I think they're probably a little bit upset now that Xbox are releasing the console without Kinect.
Yeah, probably. I must admit, I didn't see the demonstration. I assume there was a demonstration of the
Yep.
game, but I've heard previously that it's actually meant to be very good.
It does look quite interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. You know that Harmonix are pretty much the lords and masters of the music game genre, so but they're trying some pretty new stuff with this one.
Exactly. Moving on again, they announced a remake of Phantom Dust. Now, I assume that name brings back memories for you, David.
Not really, actually. I read
I
about this, but I'm not too familiar with the original.
don't think many were.
Okay.
Basically, from what I know, it's a fighting game which they're sort of remaking for the Xbox One, which had a bit of a cult following, but we'll see.
Yes, that's a niche one, but
It's very niche. Moving on again, then their next big, like the one they're sort of pushing quite hard right now is Sunset Overdrive,
yep.
which is the basically just massive sort of arena shooter game, which looks very comically stylized and sort of looks quite a bit like sort of Jet Set Radio, really.
Yeah, what did you think of it from what you saw?
If they improve the speed of the skating, they'll have my money very easily.
Okay.
Because basically it's all about constantly moving and everything, but once you start sort of like grinding along platforms and stuff, it seems they're a little bit too slow for me. I think it should be quicker.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing you want a lot of pace on.
Yeah, but I mean, I think their way of saying is, oh, but you need to aim at things and stuff. I'm like, yeah, but if you start skimming along too slow, it's just going to annoy me, but I'm picky.
I suppose it's one of those things. It's like, is the grinding being used more as an escape thing, or
Yeah.
if it's an escape, it makes sense for it to be quicker, but you know.
Yeah, that's
If you're
right.
meant to be fighting, then I guess it makes sense for you slower. So, still, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that as well.
Yeah.
Who's that being made by again? Do you remember?
Sucker Punch, the guys who make
Infamous.
Ratchet and Clank. No, not Sucker Punch. What's that studio called? The guys who make Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, right. It's not Insomniac, is it?
That's the
Or
one. Insomniac.
yeah.
I'm getting my
Okay,
names
that's pretty
totally
cool.
wrong. Yeah, Insomniac's first game, not on the PlayStation.
That's an interesting extension of Ratchet and Clank, because, I mean, that was always, like, very much a platformer with guns anyway.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have said.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, basically, from what the developers have come out saying, the reason it's only on Microsoft is because they are the ones willing to give them the freedom.
Oh, well, there you go.
But we'll see how that goes. Mm. Next, they announced the indie game, which apparently is an Xbox exclusive, which is the Ori and the Blind Forest, which looks graphically very, very good. Again, it's just sort of standard, well, looks of it, side-scrolling platformer. But again, it's an indie game. We don't know much, but it looks interesting.
Yeah, sure.
They also showed off Inside, which is the follow-up to Limbo, which is Xbox first.
Xbox, okay, as opposed to exclusive.
It's not exclusive, it's an Xbox first. And I will say, it looks very similar to Limbo.
That will probably make a lot of people happy, to be fair.
It will, but I like a bit of
it. I know what you mean, though. Should there maybe be a bit more progress?
Yeah, that's right. Also, Forza Horizon 2, which was announced prior to E3, but they did show off a bit more.
Interesting that. I feel like Forza 5 or whatever was not long ago released.
Yeah, I'm not big on the Forza. I'm not saying I'm not big, I don't not like it, but I don't know much about it. But I think the Horizon games are more arcadey.
Right, okay, so it appeals to a different audience, potentially.
I think so, yeah. I think that's how
it is. You're probably right.
And also, so the second last announcement was the Platinum Games exclusive Scalebound. Now, a lot of people have slagged off the name, probably with good rights. But
good reason, yeah.
It's a Platinum Games game, so they wanted to sort of laud that a bit, because, I mean, Nintendo have been waving around the "we get Bayonetta 2" sort of flag, so I think Microsoft wanted to be like, well, look, we get our own game too.
I don't know if this is harsh, but I feel like Platinum Games is one of those studios that make games that are loved by hardcore gamers, receive great reviews, but probably don't ever seem to sell very well.
Yeah, so I can agree with that.
It's interesting, but I mean, it's obviously going to make the the fans and the journalists at E3 happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully,
right.
This will be one of the first games to achieve some sort of widespread success, but we'll see.
Definitely, and their big announcement, really, the last thing I've got noted for them is Halo. Obviously, they announced Master Collection, which is Halo 1, 2, 3, and 4. Including the Halo, I think it was Nightfall TV series, and will include a Halo 5 beta. Now, this includes apparently a completely remastered Halo 2 and all over 100 levels of multiplayer from one disc.
Yeah, that's pretty insane, isn't it?
So it just proves how much they can cram onto these one discs now.
Yep.
But even though I say that,
I mean, for multiplayer, it'll be just crazy. I read that they're actually going to keep like the Halo 1, I think the Halo 1 maps, for example, will still, like, you'll play with Halo 1 physics, sort of?
Yeah, that they've said that all the Halo 2 bugs, glitches, and everything are all there, because a lot of people found ways to exploit them in funny ways.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
So you can play, apparently there's a, you can play in remastered Halo 2, or you can just press a button and go back to the original, which is quite interesting. I liked when they did that for Monkey Island.
That's right, and I think they even did it for the Halo Anniversary or something like that.
I think they might have. I never played Halo Anniversary, so now I will be picking this up, because I do want to play through Halo 1 and 2, because I never did.
Yeah, and besides, I mean, when you're getting that much game for the price of one, I mean, it's
that much
it's
game
a
with,
deal.
With a TV show, and I mean, if you got an Xbox,
also, does that come with the TV show as well?
Yes, it will.
Oh, that is quite cool. That's a good idea.
So, paying the money for that big bundle, I don't think it's possible to have an Xbox and not buy that game.
Yeah, pretty much.
As much, you mightn't be into Halo, but I mean, if you're not really, this is a perfect way to get you into it. All four games, one price, everything.
Exactly.
But, all right, so that's Microsoft done for basically exclusive sort of thing. We'll move on to the PlayStation now. Now, obviously, number one, the one I care about, the one I think Dave cares about, and by the sounds of our talks, what's made his decision on his first next-gen purchase, I say first because I assume he's going to grow the stones and get all of them eventually, Bloodborne.
Yeah.
Formerly
Bloodborne
Project
is
Beast.
Yeah. So if anyone didn't know, this is basically the spiritual successor to Demon's Souls.
That's correct.
And it looks very much like the spiritual successor to Demon's Souls. The animations look really similar, you know, the attacks. But it's definitely a bit darker from what we've seen.
Yeah, it
I
does
would say.
Look like a dark game. It looks very bloody, very bloody.
Yeah, so that's one of the major differences already.
Yeah, a lot more violent than Dark Souls, because when you think about Dark Souls, there's not actually that much blood in the game.
That's true, yeah. Very true. Yeah, so it's much more prevalent in this one. The other thing that a lot of people have noticed is that there's no shield. And while the developer did say that you can equip it later, the shield felt very much like sort of your standard setup in That's Dark exactly Souls, Demon's right. Souls.
And they sort of mentioned how they want to get away from that.
Yeah, it looks like it. I guess I can see why, because there was always, you know, some people complained about all the fighting in Dark Souls, etc., how it was always like, you know, keep your shield down at all times, block an attack, then just counter it.
Yep.
So if they do make it so dodging is, you know, pretty much your go-to way of getting out of range of attacks and stuff like that, then it would switch up the fighting a lot. Except to people who've always been dual-wielding. Like,
exactly, the freaks.
They'll be used to it.
All right. So basically, I would have liked a sort of release range, even if they just said spring or something, 2015. But I think we might get that at the Tokyo Game Show, because that seems like more of the audience they want.
True. Hopefully. Hopefully we find out more.
Next thing on the list I got was the game Entwined, which was announced for the cross-play between Vita and PS4. Now, I don't know much about this game, so I'm not going to talk about it much. It has been reviewed so far not too well.
Not very well, yeah.
It's a good-looking game. Like, I mean, graphically, it looks quite good. I mean, everyone's gone for that stylized sort of indie look.
I mean, what I sort of got from the Eurogamer thing is that the game sort of wants to go for the, you know, for all these kind of, like, highbrow ideas and stuff, but it just doesn't have the complexity. Yeah. Kind of like it thinks it's more sophisticated than it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it comes across a bit pretentious. But yeah, I mean, I don't know much else about it.
Yeah, pretty much. And next, I know this one will impress you, is the announcement of the Grim Fandango release.
That does impress me, and it's also very, very unusual. Grim Fandango is one of Tim Schafer's adventure games that he made quite some years ago now. I don't even know when that came out, like 95-ish maybe?
Yeah, I think that's about right. It definitely was very early.
Yeah, and it was, you know, again, loved by adventure gamers, but didn't sell very well. That's pretty much Tim Schafer's standard, unfortunately.
It was coming out towards the end of them.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they were pretty much past the point-and-click phase by then.
That's very true. So it kind of just came out at the wrong time, you could say.
Exactly. Now, from what I understand, this isn't exclusive.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't think it's exclusive. I think it's PlayStation first. It is coming to, I believe, the 4 and the Vita. But from what I understand, I don't think it's exclusive. I mean, to me, it matters not if it is. If it is, that's brilliant for Sony. I mean, I'm still going to be able to get it, so I don't care.
That's right.
But, I mean, if it is, that's a great win. And a lot of people have asked the question saying, well, if he could get that LucasArts license back, I wonder if he could get any others.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't even thought of that. I guess maybe they'd probably wait until they see how sales is for the first one.
I mean, I know Disney is eager to get their money's worth of everything they purchased from LucasArts.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's right. That's right. This would be Disney owned now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is, which probably helped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Grim Fandango was awesome, by the way. Did you ever play it?
I never played through it.
Really, really excellent game.
Yeah, and I remember watching when they announced that, thinking, oh, Dave's going to enjoy that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Next on the list, Little Big Planet 3. Now, I don't think there's many people that weren't expecting this.
True.
But, honestly, the trailer looks like more Little Big Planet, so if you enjoyed it, here you go.
Yeah, you're probably going to enjoy this one as well.
Exactly. Now, I prefer being a player than a creator, to be honest, so I'll leave that for someone else. But I'm not going to scoff my nose at the achievement they've had. They've destroyed it with them games. They pretty much created the industry as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, it's kind of credit to the fans who play it, because some of them have come up with some stuff that's just genius.
That's right. I mean, I forgot to mention Project Spark and the Conquer thing, but it's not even worth mentioning. It seems like a shit idea, so we'll continue on. I just don't like the way they're sort of trying to just shoehorn Conquer in, saying, oh, look, we've got Conquer somewhere.
I know what you mean. It's like, yeah, what's the point of that?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, okay, so I can put him in my game, but... Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, moving on again. The Last of Us Remastered announced to be coming out actually pretty soon, in about 6 weeks, the end of July, I believe it was.
Really? Okay.
Now, there was a trailer of the game, which showed off, you know, improved graphics and everything, but I'd actually like to see how much it has been remastered. I'd say it'd be slight touches rather than a, you know, oh, that looks
a massive overhaul.
Better.
I agree with you.
But honestly, I didn't really like the game that much, but with the improved PS4 controllers, it probably would be more fun to play.
That's true, yeah, with the better sticks and triggers.
So when it comes to PS Plus for free, I'll download it. And see if I can put up with it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not paying money for it again. I hated that game. All right. Controversial opinion, but you've all heard it before.
Yeah.
The Order 1886 was shown off again. It has been recently delayed, which usually doesn't mean the best things, but we can't say for sure. I don't know too much about this game, but it sort of just looks like, all right, it's a third-person sort of action-adventure game, but it looks like it has zombies and stuff in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's got this, you know, steampunk kind of thing going on. I haven't been hugely impressed by what I've seen of it.
Yeah. To sidetrack just quickly, because I just remembered. Yeah. Whatever happened with that CD Projekt Red steampunk game they announced?
Oh, yeah. Were they saying they were going to do, like, more on that once Witcher 3 was finished? Or?
I hope so, because that looked interesting.
That cyber... What was it called? Was it actually called Cyberpunk something?
I think so. Cyberpunk, something like that.
Yeah, and then a number, I think, or something. Yeah. 2077, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be more to see on that.
I'll stop talking about The Order, because I don't know anything about it.
One thing I was going to ask, was there anything shown or spoken about when it came to the Morpheus thing?
For about 5 seconds, they showed the Morpheus working with the PlayStation TV thing.
Right. So, in other words, it must be so early they've got nothing to show.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't really going to mention the PlayStation TV, but basically just announcing the West release. So, basically, outside of Asia, they're releasing PlayStation TV, which is literally just the Vita without a screen.
What's the point of this? Sorry.
Oh, well, basically, it's just their way of trying to move, I guess, more hardware.
But, like, what does it do? Sorry, it's literally like a
Vita without a screen. So you plug it into your TV.
It's like a mini
console.
Yeah, gotcha.
And it allows remote play like the Vita does. So if you have a PlayStation TV plugged into your TV in the other room, theoretically you can send your PS4 images to that and play on that instead. So
kind of like the Project Shield sort of thing. Or,
pretty much.
In other words, a device that just lets you stream the gameplay onto it.
Yeah.
And play from there.
Remote play is for the PS Vita.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Oddworld, a new Abe's Oddworld game was released. Well, announced, sorry, not released.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I put that in the pile of who gives a rat's.
I don't know, actually. I reckon those games have got a bit of a following.
I only say that because I played one of them and thought, what the hell, feels like I'm controlling a brick.
The controls are unusual, definitely. I remember that.
Yeah.
But it had some very, very cool ideas in it.
Oh, I'm sure it did. I just never got into that one.
Yeah.
And finally, Uncharted 4 was shown off with a trailer with a much older looking Nathan Drake. And with a title of A Thief's End, makes a lot of people think that this will be the last for Nathan Drake.
I reckon it'll be one of those sort of bait and switches. I don't think it'll be the last of Nathan Drake.
Well, this is actually the first time... who make it? I'm going blank on these names now. Naughty Dog. First time they've ever actually brought a franchise over to another console.
Good point. But Uncharted was so big that I just don't think they could justify not doing it, you know?
It's true. And I mean,
it's like guaranteed money.
What did surprise a lot of people was them saying coming 2015. A lot of people thought with the delays and everything it was going to be even later. Not that delay, sorry. The sackings.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Sackings of all their... high ups who were what we thought were the creative people on the game.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be interesting to see how this one turns out, whether it can retain, you know, the quality of the other ones.
Exactly. Now that's all I had for PS4 exclusive ends. Moving on to Nintendo, who have held their direct conference, not actually at E3, but online, and showed their games off on the floor. Captain Toad's game. I've forgotten the subtitle. I think it's Treasure or something.
Treasure Hunt or something.
That's the one. Captain Toad's Treasure Hunt. The first Toad game.
Apparently, these are based on levels that are in that Super Mario 3D World game.
Yeah, basically, from what a lot of people said, it's pretty much Toad navigating Super Mario 3D World levels, and they're thinking it's a lot more puzzle-based, but similar sort of gameplay, because I don't think Toad can jump or something like that.
Okay.
So, it's interesting. I wouldn't
say it's a massive appeal to me, but...
It looks interesting.
But I haven't played those levels, and given that it's a platformer of any kind from Nintendo, it's generally going to be good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I like that they're trying something a little different. I would have preferred if they maybe came out with a totally new game with a new character or something, but it's something they... I guess they realise, okay, well, it's Mario-based, it'll sell.
Exactly.
Moving on to the next one. Hyrule Warriors was shown off, and shown that you'll be able to play with more than just Link. I think they announced a few other... players showed off. This game does not appeal to me in the slightest.
Yeah, unfortunately I'm feeling the same. It's really just for the Dynasty Warrior fans.
And really, are there that many?
It's literally Dynasty Warriors.
Is there that many Dynasty Warrior fans? I mean, there must be if they've made like 40 of them.
I think in Japan there is.
Because, I mean, I played one of them on the PlayStation 2 and loved it, because it was just me hacking people, and I learned quite a bit about this Japanese lore and stuff like that, and I thought, oh, this is pretty good. Played it for a while. I'm like, oh, the new one's out. I've got that one. I'm like, oh, it's the exact same game.
That's the only problem. It's, yeah. I mean, unless you really enjoy that kind of gameplay. Like I said, I think they're pretty popular in Japan, but I don't think it's something that's so big in the West.
Yeah, that's right.
As far as I can tell, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure a lot of Nintendo owners are going to get it, though, for the crossover especially.
Exactly, just because they see Zelda, yeah.
Yep. Oh, also, I should announce, sorry, for the PS4, that the Diablo Ultimate Edition will have a Last of Us-themed dungeon.
That's bizarre.
So you're going to have clickers and the other monsters in there for the Diablo.
Well, let's hope they're not as lethal in Diablo as they are in the...
Oh, God. Back to Nintendo. The new Kirby game was shown off for the Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
I've never played a Kirby game, to be honest.
You should. They're good. Well, some of them are.
I'll probably pick this one up just because I've also made an announcement. I have bought a Wii U.
Yeah. Yeah, which is really funny.
I refused to get one for the price they were selling, and when someone put one online used with a bunch of games controllers at a very cheap price, I thought, why not?
So Dylan's suddenly a bit more positive about the Wii U.
I'm not positive at it at all. I want one so I can be justified in my claims.
I think that it will have definitely some games.
Oh, I know it will. From what I've paid and the games I will be playing, just Mario Kart, Wind Waker, money I've paid, it's worth it if I only play them two games.
Exactly. And reality is there's going to be more, like the upcoming Zelda and stuff. Like
just from this list, I'm quite happy with my purchase, just to the fact that, all right, well, these are more games I will get.
Yep,
so at least I won't have, like, four games. And moving on, the new Zelda was obviously shown off.
Yeah,
now, which looks... Now, quite a few people were a little bit disappointed initially about the graphics. They thought it was going to look like the sort of HD, you know, like, oh, it's going to look like Twilight Princess on the Wii, but even better. You know, the HD sort of Zelda. And it's gone back to a more stylized look, but I'm not upset about it, really.
I can honestly say that I much prefer the look it has now.
I don't have a problem with it at all, as long as it's
a good game. That's just for me. That's just me, but yeah, I think that one shot of him looking over the world looks tons better than anything we saw in the trailer last year, even though that was just CGI.
And a lot of people said, oh, how come Link looks so different? But the director of the game came out saying, well, who says that was Link? And
I thought that was a weird comment.
I come out saying, I know it's Link, stop lying to me.
That's exactly right. I don't think it's going to be Link for sure. So that's a bit of a red herring.
Pretty much. In vein of Little Big Planet, we have Mario Maker.
Yep.
Which is basically make your own Mario levels.
Which could be cool, to be honest. Could be cool,
but I mean, I get to see the appeal of a full-priced game of it.
That's true.
But I mean, I'll wait and see.
The only appeal will be, again, I fully expect there to be brilliant people who make levels.
Oh, yeah.
That are pretty much on par with what Nintendo do.
Now, I haven't looked too much into it, but if you can do side-scrolling levels and, like, 3D levels, like Super Mario 3D Land, then you can have all my money for
a full price game. That's a very fair point. I've got no idea. I assumed it would be 2D just because...
If it is just 2D, I don't want to pay full price. Yeah. If I can do both, take it.
But if it does 3D as well, then that's a marked difference from Little Big Planet too.
Yeah, that's right.
And that would be super cool to see what people can do with that.
But the fact that I'm saying it and I think it sounds good means I don't think they're doing it.
I wonder. We'll see.
We'll do more research.
Yeah.
Next is Mario Party 10. Now, Mario Parties have been downhill for quite some time.
Yeah, but you do love them.
But if there is one thing that can make this gamepad worthwhile, I think it's a Mario Party game.
Yeah, there's such obvious applications for it.
Exactly. I mean...
Sorry, go on.
Make the game for the gamepad, for the Pro Controller, and optional Wii controllers... And I'll buy the game no matter what review score it gets. But if you make it Wii controllers with, you know, the occasional gamepad game, then I'll be a bit upset at you.
Or like gamepad only shows the board.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, it'd be such a waste.
I'm struggling to see what impact the gamepad makes on anything, really.
I think Nintendo themselves are struggling to think of ways it could make an impact too.
Yeah, I mean... Miyamoto announced a couple of games, Star Fox, so we'll talk about Star Fox in a second, but these other two games using the gamepad, and honestly, the other two games look like shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, one, you're a monster and you destroy a town. It's like, yeah, that looks like crap. Looks like something a 6-year-old could have made. I forget what the other one is that was that unmemorable. And Star Fox. Yeah. Now, I mean...
Not a good sign.
I fail to see how Star Fox would use the gamepad.
I think it mainly uses it for, like, the gyro controls.
I don't want that.
Yeah, neither do I, but that's what I've heard it uses it for.
I don't want gyro controls. I prefer to use the sticks.
Yeah, one of the review things I read said they were quite disappointed.
Gyro controls suck.
Yeah.
Simple as that. I fucking hate gyro controls. So
unless you can disable them, I honestly probably wouldn't be buying it, I think.
Yeah, if they can't be disabled, they will not have my money.
Yeah.
Simple as that. They announced a new IP of Splatoon, which is a strange sort of first-person shooter where you play as squids and people. I think the people can turn into squids.
Yeah.
It looks like a game that does want to use the gamepad, but, I mean, the fact that you can only have one per system makes it a bit harder.
Yeah, exactly. To me, it's kind of like they've taken... I don't know if you remember, but Super Mario Sunshine, you could spray water all over the place.
Yep.
Feels like they've taken that functionality. You can spray paint all over the place.
Yep.
And then just, combined it with, like, an arena shooter.
Yeah, it's not too surprising.
So, I don't know. It could be interesting.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know whether it would have enough to sustain a full game. Like, is it going to be a full price game, or is it a...
Yeah, like, is there any sort of single player? Who knows?
Yeah, or is it just a digital release or something? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Moving on, we've got Yoshi's Epic Yarn, or Woolly Yarn, I think. Yoshi's Woolly Yarn, I think it's called.
Yep, the follow-up.
I didn't play Kirby, but I do like Yoshi, so I will probably check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's very... I mean, the graphics of the game look very good. Same as Kirby back in the day.
Yeah.
A very strange idea, but it does look quite good.
Yeah, they pull it off really well.
So, it'll be interesting to see when all these games actually get released. And finally, obviously, Smash Brothers showing off for the 3DS and the Wii U with the surprise announcement of Pac-Man as a playable character.
Yeah, and I think there was maybe one or two other characters announced, maybe? Lady Pelotona or something?
Yeah, but Pelotona or Petaluna, one of these ones.
From Kid Icarus,
From Kid Icarus. Some people thought Game & Watch may have been confirmed because he showed up in the Pac-Man trailer towards the end. Right. But he wasn't shown playing, so people think, it might have just been a support red herring character. Or a support character sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to the 3DS version. I mean, the Wii U version's graphics do look very good.
They do.
So I'm interested to see that, and now that I have the console, I can get both versions.
I probably would, to be honest.
Yeah, I will for sure. I mean, it is one of the games where I don't think I'd really play it by myself, but it is one of the games where most people, when they come over, would play it with you.
Yeah, it's funny that Smash Brothers, I mean, I still remember back when it was rumored before the original one came out, and at the time everyone was just like, no, Nintendo would never do that. As cool as it would be, they're just not going to, never let all their characters fight. And now it's just become such a major thing for them.
Exactly.
Like it was pretty much the highlight of the whole show.
Oh, definitely. And then they had a whole tournament thing going on.
That's exactly right. And that was very clever by Nintendo to do that, by the way.
It was very good. Now moving on to some non-exclusives announced.
Yep.
Rise of Tomb Raider was announced. Rise of the Tomb Raider was shown off at the Xbox conference.
Yeah, like the sequel to the new one that just came out recently.
Exactly. So it's the new Tomb Raider game. I picked that up pretty quickly by the voice. And I didn't even play the game. But I guess it's a good announcement. A lot of people liked that game. A lot of people didn't. But a lot of people did like that game, so it is good to, have confirmation another one's coming shortly.
Yep, exactly.
Next, Xbox also announced the Super Ultra something or other and a whole lot more words Dead Rising DLC.
Oh, yeah, the ridiculous DLC they're bringing. But it could be really fun.
It's gotten reviews so far. I think it's averaging around 7s and 8s. It's meant to be...
I didn't even know it was out.
It's just meant to be... I think it's basically as soon as they announced it, they said you can buy it. Or is it free?
Oh, right.
I don't even...
Oh, that's cool.
I don't even know. But either way, it's out. It's meant to be pretty fun.
Yep.
I didn't put it in the Xbox One just because it is coming to PC.
Sure.
Dead Island 2 was announced on the PlayStation 4 conference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was just CG trailer again. What
was that game, sorry?
Dead Island 2.
Dead Island 2, right.
Yep. Yep. So they were just showing off a CGI trailer, sort of in vain of the Rewind Kid trailer one. Something a bit different.
Yep.
They've announced this one is an 8-player co-op, so adding a few more people in there.
Yep.
So we'll see how that goes. And finally, they also showed off Grand Theft Auto 5 coming to PlayStation 4. They never mentioned anything else, but afterwards we did find out that it was coming to Xbox same day.
I was about to say, it would have been hugely surprised if it didn't.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Rockstar aren't in the money, aren't in the business to make less money.
And I mean, the original came out on everything anyway, so...
Exactly.
But still, right. You know, it was a great game, so...
Yes, that's right.
In the unlikely if anyone didn't pick it up, they could do it now.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, people start thinking, oh, you know... A lot of people have speculated that it probably will have some additional content that'll probably be available for the old versions as well.
That's quite true.
It'd be surprising if it launched and there wasn't anything added onto it that you couldn't get prior to that day.
Yeah, that is a good point.
And that pretty much wraps up my all the things I had written down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you...
Yeah, could... look, overall, I thought it was a good conference.
Yeah, I mean, nothing blew me away.
No, the same.
I was surprised to see a Platinum Games project on the Xbox, to be honest, yep. And not anywhere else. But, I mean, I only played Bayonetta a little bit, and I didn't enjoy it too much.
Yep.
So, I mean, I was interested to see it, but it's not like it blew me away or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Probably the thing that impressed me the most was just that brief glimpse we got of... I mean, it wasn't surprising they were making a new Zelda, yep. But what surprised me was the approach they were taking with it,
yeah,
where he basically said this time it's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be open world, and that, you know, pretty much you'll be able to go wherever you want to, and it's going to... Looks like the world is going to be absolutely huge.
Yeah, so it'll be very interesting. I mean, I was most looking forward to hoping something was shown with Project Beast. I was quite impressed to see the Bloodborne trailer and some...
Oh, that's true, yeah.
...off-camera footage, so... So basically, I did remember Dave saying that that's probably cemented his next-gen purchase for PS4.
Yeah, I think so.
So we might leave it there for this episode.
Yep.
So we thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Yep, see ya.